Councillors, staff and members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plain Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the Building Chief or Acting Chief Warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Ordinary Council meeting, 8th of July 2021. Do we have any apologies?
Mr. Chairman, Councillor Humphreys is on leave, has attended other council meetings, but is an apology in resuming the leave that was approved at a previous meeting.
Yes. Any leave of absence requests coming up? None. Acceptance of late reports, a mayoral minute.
Move.
So move, Councillor Montgomery, seconded. Councillor Ritchie, all those in favour?
Aye.
Adoption of the minutes on the 24th of June, someone like to move that. Thanks, Councillor. Move, Councillor Crawford, seconded. Councillor Castles, all those in favour?
Aye.
Any declarations of interest today? None so far, you can always add them. Here on the public forum. Open the public forum, close the public forum. Thank you.
Are we allowed to have a public forum?
No,
with under in heightened COVID rules.
Through Mr. Chairman, thank you, Councillor Montgomery. Yes, we can have a public forum as long as the occupancy of the room doesn't exceed the 4 square metres maximum occupancy, which Ms. Murray, I think that's 22 in this room, is it not?
So if they've changed it to 32, can't be exceeded, can't go above the 4 metre square.
But we can still facilitate a public forum as long as we're in compliance with the health orders.
Very good.
So, ready for report number one. Would be
Mr. Witherby.
Is it the mayoral?
Well, through you, Mr. Chairman, as I explained in the committee, which is subject to the recommendation for the council meeting, report number one will have some bearing on considerations for the mayoral minute, And so the consensus view was that we deal with the mayoral minute as the second item after the first item is considered by council. Normal, you're correct, Councillor McDonald, the normal protocol are that we do deal with mayoral minutes before the listed priority reports.
So move ahead, Mr. Withers.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Councillors, we're in a position slightly unusually where we've got less than a lot of applications for the 10,000 available this quarter than 10,000. That being said, I can foreshadow, as you would have seen with the mayoral minutes, there is a request for support for another event, which makes up four events in total. Interesting one this time around. So, councillors, it's really a matter of working out how you might think about the ones that we've got, plus the mayoral minute. Obviously, your hands, but this is the general that you mentioned, interdependence. We'll just mention that there is potential for additional funds to be brought in for any matters that you consider fall within the tourism banner from the TED funds. So that's just a mention of that if councillors have such a mind and you're considering the whole of the situation.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, as I committed to you during our committee meeting earlier, I have confirmed with our finance department in relation to the availability of additional funds from the tourism and economic development levy, and also the meeting of the eligibility criteria. So, as was discussed at the committee, should council agree with the recommendation from the committee and the recommendation in the priority report, there are some funds remaining out of the allocation for the fourth quarter, and the mayoral minute would provide another opportunity for a request to reallocate those remaining funds, but also there could be some additional funds for the mayoral minute request from the Tourism and Economic Development Levy. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. So we've got a motion before us as discussed. Would anybody like to discuss the amounts, or are we happy with the amounts that we've allocated the Mungindi Show and the Moree Motor Enthusiasts? Because those clubs have both put forward a fair bit of their own funding, so this is only a top up. The third report for Bogabilla is probably needed desperately up there for their social programs to try and get these kids engaged in something.
Yes.
So does this motion have support?
Yes. I'd like to move. Thank you.
Move Councillor Castle, second set Councillor Crawford. Would you like to speak to Councillor Castle?
I think it's a no-brainer.
Councillor Crawford. Don't speak against. All those in favour? So move. Now, the mayoral minute, that leaves us with $1,500 remaining fund from the financial assistance donation.
Through you, Mr. Chairman, Councillor Humphreys had asked for the mayoral minute to be prepared after a meeting with representatives from the Farmer Foundation. I understand that Councillor Castles was in attendance at that meeting and would be able to add some information to the merit of the request and also the benefit to the community. And I think it is probably worthwhile, through you, Mr. Chair, to ask Councillor Castles to contribute on behalf of the Mayor to the mayoral minute. As I have said, my understanding was that the request was for $2,500. There is $1,500 now remaining after council has approved the request for the report number one. Out of the $10,000 quarterly allocation, there is $1,500 left there. But there is also, for council's consideration, further opportunity to top up that fund to an amount agreed to by council from the Tourism and Economic Development Levy. But first of all, as to the application itself and the details of the application, Councillor Castles, would you be able to just for the council meeting advise of the meeting that was held at the mayoral office and also the benefits to the community?
Certainly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Through you, Chair. excuse me. Pat Farmer will be coming to Moree on Friday the 20th of August. It'll be an overnight stay. He'll be arriving around about 4 to 4.30. It's called the Dust to Light Marathon. He's got four Australian runners and four African-American runners, and they're going from Walgett to here to Coffs Harbour. And we've been very fortunate enough that he's actually coming through here. He's bringing media with him. He's bringing a convoy of four army trucks. He's bringing Channel 9 with him and Channel 7. So what they're doing is actually promoting all the towns along the way. We've been lucky and fortunate enough to do that. Wherever they go, the council is actually asked to put them up at a site, mainly a showground, which we're going to be doing. Also, they requested that the council, particularly the mayor, hosts a dinner. So we're going to be asking for the extra funds with the $1,500 and the $1,000 for the TED Fund to put on a decent meal for them. There'll be up to 30 to 40 people, and of course councillors are all invited. The other part of the festivities will be that Little Athletics, the Moree Bike Club, will be doing some events on the showground itself. Also Apex, Lions and Scouts have been asked to do some barbecues. Little Athletics will be using as a fundraiser to send their kids to the regional and state athletics championships, which costs a fair bit of money, as I'm sure you know. Billy Poulos will be there to do the coffee, and the Burgess will be there to do the ice creams. Now, this is a great thing for Moree. He's not stopping at every town, but we need to promote Moree in a really positive way. So we're always talking about people think nothing but negativity of Moree, and we've got the Inland Rail and we've got the SAP here. And we need to do whatever we can to actually promote this. Pat Farmer is internationally renowned. He's a wonderful person. He's the Honourable Pat Farmer. He's also one of the mentors and sponsors of the NIAS program, which we also fund every year, the Northern Inland Academy of Sport. And I think this would be a fine time to show him and all his entourage how wonderful Moree really is. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Castles. Any further comment? I think we discussed it in committee. Would someone like to move?
Yes, I'd like to move.
Move Councillor Castles. Someone like to second it?
Yeah.
No, Councillor Montgomery? Like to speak to it anymore, Councillor Montgomery?
No. Worthy cause.
Councillor Castles, you don't get to speak again.
No.
She said enough.
All those in favour?
Councillor Chamberlain,
I don't think $2,500 is enough. 40 people for dinner is going to cost you $2,000 to $2,500.
Well, if you feel that we need to have more money, then please say it.
We want to publicise this thing. We need to publicise it.
Well, I think there's going to be a lot of publicity. Tourism is going to be doing the majority of the publicity.
Okay.
Schools are also going to be doing banners and things like that, and there's going to be Billy Poulos and the Moree Champion are going to be doing media, and there's going to be a lot of social media. But if you feel that we need more, please say it.
Well, I'm just checking. You're the treasurer.
Well, we think that the $2,500 will be sufficient.
Right.
Mr. Chair, could I make a suggestion that perhaps with the concurrence, the approval of the mover and the seconder, that the second amount, that a further amount of up to $2,000 be approved from the TED Fund. That way, if there's some additional unforeseen circumstances, if council thinks that that's sufficient, or whatever upper amount you want from the tourism and economic development levy, could be, again with the support of the mover and the seconder,
yes,
could be in line with Councillor Tramby's suggestion. Could be something for council to just have a quick review of.
Okay, sounds good to me. What about you, Councillor Tramby? You're happy with $3,500? I'm very happy with $3,500.
I don't think you should look a gift horse in the mouth.
Never.
I saw you're not sharing that through the. There you go. Okay.
So as a move, you're happy with the amendment?
Yes, definitely.
Councillor Montgomery, happy with your amendment?
Well, I think Councillor Tramby is the seconder.
Seconder, yeah. Councillor Tramby.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
All those in favour?
Yes.
Yeah. So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Tramby.
Right, report number three. Number two.
Confidential Councillor now, I believe.
Yes, we'll have to move into confidential.
Procedural motion to do that.
Move to confidential councils. Move Councillor Ritchie, seconded Councillor Crawford. All those in favour? Someone move that we move back out of closed council. Move Councillor Crawford, seconded Councillor Chu. All those in favour?
Aye.
So move. Mr. Rogers.
Thank you.
Reading to do.
Mr. Chairman, councillors, the report in relation to, just scroll down again, please, Bernard, the tipping waiver of dilapidated housing project, point one. the council delegate to the general manager the ability to subsidise tipping fees for A, private citizens, one, complete subsidisation where this would facilitate demolition that otherwise might not occur based on evidenced financial hardship as per council's financial hardship policy. Point two, partial subsidisation of 50% to all other privately owned properties upon request to council by the owner. B, that state agencies where the agency is operating outside of the area of responsibility to facilitate demolitions that otherwise might not occur through the release of state funds or to make more effective the use of state funds. One, complete subsidisation on private land. Point two, partial subsidisation of 50% on public land. Lands council operated. Second point, councillors, that council does not accept a request to subsidise tipping fees from A, state agencies where the agency concerned is the primary owner and operator, B, insurance companies are undertaking cleanups. Point three, the council offering tipping fee subsidisation for a period of 12 months only, effective from the 2nd of August 2021. Point four, upon request by a private landowner, council rebate private landowners who have demolished their dilapidated property following receipt of a demolition order from council. 50% of the tipping fees backdated to the 19th of November 2020 to the 1st of August 2021. The report in relation to the confidential tender for ferrous and non-ferrous metals. That council accept the tender from Infrabuild Recycling Matthews Metal Management to tender P00380 ferrous and non-ferrous scrap metals and used lead batteries. Point two, the council authorises execution of contracts by the general manager with a successful tenderer for tender P00380 ferrous and non-ferrous scrap metals, used lead acid batteries and e-waste collection and disposal. Point four, the update on the Moree Artesian Aquatic Centre legal update, that as... I think there should be another recommendation about the write-off in there, is there?
That was a confidential note.
No, but the recommendation... as per section 4.2... of the occupancy agreement between Moree Plains Shire Council and the Moree Artesian Aquatic Centre, Council wishes to clarify the financial position of MAC by approving to formally remove the outstanding debt owed by the Council on MAC's financial statements as at 30th of June 2021. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Councillors.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'll declare the meeting closed.
Thank you for your company there.